This talk, this is reading on George Short, S-H-O-R-T, Short, S-H-O-R-T, George, G-E-O-R-G-E, date of birth is 5-15-54, date of birth is 12-6-22. Please make copy for Dr. David Weinreich. W-E-I-R-E-I-C-H, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, Weinreich. Date of birth, let's see, date of birth is 5-15-54. Next paragraph, dear David, thank you for sending George Short for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, his presentation. This is a 68-year-old male with a past history of smoking. Has been coughing and wheezing, and is dyspneic with activity, and has been admitted to Halifax Medical Center for exacerbation of chronic bronchitis. The patient had a chest CT done in January of 21, which showed peribronchial thickening and old left rib fractures, but no acute infiltrate. The patient was treated with antibiotics and IV steroids, and was on oxygen briefly, but presently is off oxygen, maintaining a saturation of 95%. He has been on chronic steroid therapy with prednisone 10 milligrams daily for over 2 years. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis and reactive airways. The patient had trauma to the left chest with fractures of the left upper ribs and left clavicle. He also has a history of hypertension and a history for diabetes. Denied history for pneumonia. Next paragraph. Allergies. Allergies to Atrovent and Advair disc. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years. It continues to smoke one pack per day. Drinks alcohol moderately daily. Next paragraph. family history, mother had a history of heart disease, father had diabetes and complications. Next paragraph. Medalist included metformin 500 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, prednisone 10 milligrams daily, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and has gained weight. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. Denies hoarseness or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency. And has had asthmatic symptoms. Denies abdominal pains, heartburn, or rectal bleed. He has no chest or arm pain, but has leg swelling and palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression. He does have easy bruising and bleeding gums. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies headaches, seizures, and memory loss, and denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white male is alert and no acute distress. There was mild pallor, no sinuses or clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse is 56, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 226, saturation 97. HE and D non-cephalic people, 3 active and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal edematous, throat is clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma and estrogen, no murmur, no ST. The abdomen is soft and obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Mild varicosities. Reflex of the 1 plus, there are no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. And number four is nicotine dependency. I'm sorry, number 5 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a chest CT without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes, and a CBC and a IgE level. He was also advised to get a polysomnographic study advice to lose weight and quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. So I'll continue using the albuterol inhaler PRN as well as Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And it was advised to taper down the steroids to 5 milligrams of prednisone per day. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. I think it was constipation. Thank you. Copy for Dr. David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, M-D. Weinrich, M-D. From Ormond Beach. Thank you.